back on me, made me see what ought to be. Now my world is falling down. Oh, here we are. Seems nothing ever changes. We're back to being strangers in our own.
Way to start a Tuesday morning with a group called the Langleys. And that's a new single on Triangle Records, I'll Never Let You Down Again. A song co-written, incidentally, by the deeply beloved and legendary Bob Halfin, who in a previous existence wrote a thing called I'm a Pink Toothbrush, You're a Blue Toothbrush. Dear old Bob Halfin, the Stephen Sondheim of Frith Street.
Round the clock, choose company for you on BBC Radio 2.
You know, I often wonder why I've got no friends in show business. I can't understand it somehow. It's 25 to 7, though, Tuesday morning, as I say, and it's the 27th of August. It's not going to be too bad. Radio 2 is a little ragged round the edges, first thing, but I've no sympathy with it. Self-inflicted wounds again. Annie Cuthbertson of Pollock in Glasgow says, could you mention on Tuesday morning the silver wedding day of John and Isabel Munro, who live in Cardonald in Glasgow. Congratulations, John and Isabel, from Jesse and Gordon and Annie. And Annie herself says, for donkey's years, I used to be regular in the early mornings, but she says, I don't bother anymore, I'm a lady of leisure now. Well, you should try at least a couple of times a week, Annie. I mean, it'll do you no good at all. And Janet Sanders, another one in Starbridge, she doesn't miss much. She said, I not only heard you on the box the other night, I actually saw you in that In at the Deep End thing about Chris Searle doing the dancing. You didn't half sound posh, says Janet. Do you have various levels of poshness according to the venue and fee for your rent-a-mouth activities? Does that explain why, at 6:30 in the morning, we get the full benefit of the scouse adenoids and the smoker's bronchioles? Very free and easy with the compliments this morning, Sanders, aren't we? Now, the difference being, when that was recorded, that was about sort of 9 o'clock at night or something. You see, I was awake then. But this time of the morning, I'm still fast asleep in a bit of a catatonic trance, actually, Janet. What a hypnagogic reverie, of course, that's another thing. Here's something rather tasty. Don't know what it is, but it'll do. Sense of humour, obviously. Question, boys. Can't believe it's summer. Can't even see Bill's mothers this morning.
Go on, force yourself. Put on a happy face and frolic through the afternoon with Radio 2. Gloria Hunniford will show you the way with bouncy banter and guest John Houseman, the man who's said to have revitalised the American theatre. Music all the way at 3:30.
And just after 4, it's me, David Hamilton, with the music game, Spot the Intro, and half an hour of August number ones. Your favourite oldies on Drive at 5.
Oh, Spotty Hamilton, he loved it. I think that's what this show lacks, actually, between 6 and 8 in the morning, is a couple of decent spots every 5 minutes. I keep getting letters from some bod who's labouring under a bit of a delusion that I'm running some kind of a competition. And for the last 3 or 4 days, I come in the mornings, and this bod, I can't think of his name now, says the answers to last Thursday's quiz were 1, a horse, 2, 6 5/8, and 3, Caspar Weinberger.
this house ain't a home without you. I sit around in this darkened room. Can't believe how could I ever doubt you? Your love is the only love. I'm asking you to please forgive me. I wait by the telephone.
Red meat in the early bright. What they call Rafe Ravenscroft. Maxine, where are you? It's a 6:45 here on radio to Audrey Groves of Bexley Heath in Kent. Do us a favour, Squire, it says. Squire? Hate the old Squire. Audrey Groves says, say hello to my dear mum, Mrs. Jean Glass, who's 81 today, at 6:45 on a Tuesday. Mrs. Glass, many congratulations. Lots of love from Audrey and Queenie and Colin and Tom and the grandchildren, Keith and Audrey and Carol. Pretty fecund lot, the Glasses. Mrs. Glass evidently had a visit to the hospital just lately, and the sister asked her for a name, address and occupation. She said, Mrs. Jean Glass, Bexley Heath, stripper. Which is quite a good life for a growing girl, but I hope you have a super day. Oh, and Tracy Mould of Chester has written once again. She says, I've been down in London the last couple of days, and by the time you get this, I'll be back home in Chester again, so the whole object has been defeated. I may even, she says, rear my ugly head at the Trafalgar Tavern, Bank Holiday Monday. Well, I looked out for you, Tracy. I don't know if you were there or not, but I certainly didn't see you. There was such a burgeoning army of missing millions, coach parties appearing from all over the diaspora. I never realised that Wendy Richard had so many fans. It's quite astonishing. Or was it Roy Hunt?
Thank you.
Orbison song, Crying, from Ronnie Aldrich in the orchestra. Ronnie himself playing the piano and conducting the band with his other hand. More from them again tomorrow. I'll just mention Mr. and Mrs. Pritchard. We're in Ascot in Berkshire. It's their silver wedding day today, like everybody else. Congratulations to you, Mr. and Mrs. Pritchard. Do us before 7, because this time of night we're sitting every morning, sitting up in bed, drinking Rosie Lee. You can just imagine Mr. and Mrs. Pritchard like a pair of bookends in a box. What a carry-on.
Then you played with older boys and prefects. What's the attraction in what they're doing?
Hey, Carrie Anne, what's your game? Not can anybody play? Hey, Carrie Anne, what's your game? Not can anybody play?
You're always something special to me. Quite in charm as you were aging, where is your magic disappearing?
Hey, Carrie Anne, what's your game? Now can anybody play? Hey, Carrie Anne, what's your game? Now can anybody play?
Don't remember that at all. By Jove, I must ask me granny about that when I get home tonight. It was, in fact, the Hollies. What a carry-on. It's 7 minutes to. As always here on Radio 2, there's one of us missing again this week. The one who's missing all this week is John Dunn. So doing it for John, through till Friday, is Sarah Kennedy. 6 o'clock tonight, through till 8 this evening. She's a bit of a little madam on the quiet, but fairly painless. radio, and then that was Tony Barrett and his swing band and the great Stevie Wonder hit song Once in My Life. And it's just gone 5 to 7. Sort of one darn thing after another this morning. Oh, there's a little monkey called Karen. Karen Crellen. Redditch in Worcestershire. She's 9 today. Well, don't worry about it, haven't you? Happy birthday, Karen. Have a cracking one. Are you married yet, Karen, by the way? In the differential calculus department here. The clock's slow. That was a new single written by Boy George, incidentally, dear old Dowdy. A thing entitled Passing Friend, and it's the latest single from the Beach Old Men, which you'll find on Caribou Records. Filled a hole nicely.
Radio 2.
I understand why he didn't turn up at the Trafalgar Tavern yesterday.
obviously had enough to drink when he drank that. That was Frank Sinatra. They all laughed. I had a note about Sinatra from Irene Aitken of Hales Owen in West Midlands. She says, I didn't realise until the other day that it was your ambition to meet him. It's slightly more than an ambition in a way, Irene. It's more of a burning obsession. As management says, you got Sinatra on the brain. But Irene Aitken says, I have met Sinatra. Donkeys years ago, he was on location with Sophie Loren and Cary Grant, filming The Pride and the Passion in Segovia in Spain. A meeting I will always remember, says Irene. He took the time to chat to us. We thought him utterly charming, and I do hope that he has the pleasure of meeting you one day. Well, Irene, I mean, you couldn't put a word in for me, could you?
Stay with Radio 2.
Yes, it appears that Frank Sinatra was the only one that didn't make it yesterday. Burgeoning armies of ugly missing millions trooping about from all over the place. Thanks all for coming down to Deptford yesterday. The sun shone, looking its loveliest. Bathers on the creek, little drinks being served. Oh, it was a glorious day. Fun and games. Back to humdrum normality now. It's 11 minutes past 7. It's a Tuesday. And the 27th of August. Old Joy Thing of War Boys in Cambridgeshire. Mention our dear friends Dot and Ron Deller of God Manchester. Good God Manchester. In Huntingdon. It's a silver wedding day today. All the love of the world to you, Dot and Ron. And greetings to Brian Osborne as well. He's got a birthday today. And a note from David and Gwyneth Evans of Wales. Their eldest son, Richard, he's 14 today. Is he really? And time fly, old Richard Evans. Many happy returns of the day from his mum and dad and Matthew and Non and Mamgie and Nana and all your muckers at the Queen Elizabeth Mary Dunham School, whatever the deuce that is. Richard Evans, 14 today. You're old enough to be the headmaster now.
Penny Lane, there is a barber showing photographs. And every head is at the pledge of it now. And all the people that full of men go stop and say hello. On the corner is a banker with a motor car. The little children have an him behind his back.
If you're in a play, but you are anyway. Or in my case, a turgid melodrama.
Radio 2, travel
News.
Yeah, 7:15 now. Industrial action by guards on British Rail, oh my guards, is restricting local services into and out of Glasgow. And on the eastern region, suburban services between Welwyn Garden City, Hertford and Royston into King's Cross and Moorgate stations are also affected. Now, most motorways are reasonably clear of roadworks, and much of the work suspended for the bank holiday won't be restarted until tomorrow morning. Everybody on a four-day week this week. However, allow for contraflow working on the following motorways. On the M1 in South Yorkshire between junctions 32 and 34 near Sheffield. On the M4 in Gwent between junctions 22 and 23 west of the Severn Bridge. On the M5 to the southwest of Birmingham between junctions 4 and 5 near Bromsgrove. Everton 3, Arsenal 0. And on the M6 between junctions 32 and 33 near Preston in Lancashire. Down in Kent there are lane closures on the M20. That'll mean some delays to the east of Maidstone between junctions 7 and 8. Now you can look forward to nice long delays as well on the A282. That's the link between the M25 and the Dartford Tunnel because of major roadworks at the tolls. None of this trivial fiddling about. This is the business. And the M25 has got lane closures at junction number 5, causing delays on the London-bound carriageway near Sevenoaks. The reason being there's a man in the middle of the road playing a piano. Best to leave when you're in credit. Doesn't happen often. That was Rita Coolidge. Good grief, it's 19 minutes past, you know.
Radio 2's own version of the parlour game Musical Chairs continues tonight with the latest contestant, Sarah Kennedy, warming to the task of standing in for John Dunn. While he's off attending to his holiday needs elsewhere, Sarah is taking good care of things with the usual mixture of music and personalities from all walks of life, including on Thursday a man described as being both earthy and cerebral at the same time, George Melly. Sarah Kennedy back on Radio 2 all this week from 6 till 8.
wonder if when I grow up I'll be earthy and cerebral at the same time. I shan't hold my breath in anticipation. Sarah's guest after seven tonight, by the way, is the great dancer, little old Wayne Sleep. And I'd better mention Gloria Honeyford. We don't have any outbreaks of cattiness, do we? Mention one, you've got to mention the other. Gloria's special guest is John Houseman, the film and theatre director. And also popping in with Gloria at 2 o'clock today is Richard Branson of the Virgin Atlantic Challenger, Virgin Records and Virgin on the Ridiculous.
There were plants and birds and rocks and things. There were sand.